HarperCollins presents Deborah Meaden Talks Money, written and read by Deborah Meaden.
Introduction. Money is such a huge part of our lives, so learning how to make it work best for you is important. That's why I wanted to write this book. From when I was young, my family would talk about how to have enough money to do the things we wanted to, not all the things, just the ones that really mattered to us. I think chatting over the table about ideas was how I started to understand how money worked. I realised that you had to do something to get money, and once you had it, you needed to take care of it and spend it wisely. I had lots of jobs as a teenager. I worked in a chemist, washed pots in a restaurant, handed out change in an amusement arcade, you name it, I gave it a go. I loved working. And I loved that I had my own money and could choose what I wanted to do with it. I was lucky that my needs were taken care of by my parents, but I started to wonder what would happen when I had to pay for everything myself. Thinking about life ahead is exciting and can be a little scary. I always knew I wanted my own business, but I had no idea what that would be. Trying to decide what you want to do and how you will earn your money can be confusing, and it's natural to be a little anxious. However, with the right knowledge and support, you can have a happy and healthy relationship with money, which means that not only can you look after yourself and your family, you can have lots of fun too. I'll be talking about earning money, spending money, borrowing money, business, and much more. Are you ready to talk money? Chapter 1. Money Makes the World Go Round. It's hard to imagine what life would be like without money because we use it every day to buy the things we need and want. Money gives us security and choices. What is money? Money's what people use to buy things. It's anything that is accepted as payment. Today, we have two types of money: cash, coins and banknotes, and electronic money, for example, bank transfers and bank cards. Has money always been around? Before money, there was a swapping system called bartering, which people used to trade things. It didn't always work well, though, as people would need to find someone who wanted what they had and swap it when they wanted it. Imagine how tricky it would have been if no one wanted to swap your cow for bread. Have we always used cash? Cash has been around for ages, but it hasn't always looked like it does today. The first coins appeared over 2,500 years ago, and the first banknotes around 1,400 years ago. But before that, people used things such as shells and beads instead. Today, it doesn't matter what shape, size, or colour money is. It works because people believe in its value and trust they will be able to swap it for the things they want. Why is a £10 note worth £10? Each banknote costs the same money to make, so why is a £10 note worth £10 and a £5 note worth £5? Well, it's all down to trust. We trust that we can exchange it for the things to the value that is written on the note. This is the same for coins. The fancy name for this is fiat money. Did you know? Until 1931, paper money in the UK was connected to the equivalent value of gold, a system called the gold standard, to help people trust its value. Today, we use a system called fiat money, where the government decides and backs its value. Since 2013, there haven't been any countries who use the gold standard. How are coins made? In money factories, called mints. Coins are made by melting metals in a furnace to create long strips. Round discs, called blanks, are then punched out. These blanks are then cleaned and stamped into coins. Up to 10,000 blanks can be punched out in a minute. Did you know? Coins haven't always been round.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?